Good morning, church family. It's great to see everybody here today. Wonderful chance we have to be together, chance we have to celebrate our salvation, our hope that we have in God through Christ. So thank you for being here this morning to be a part of this time that we have to share together. If you happen to be a guest with us today, thank you for allowing us to be your family for this morning. We're grateful for your presence here. If you could just take a brief moment to scan that QR code with your phone, there's a connecting form that it'll take you to. We would love for you to fill that out so that we have a little bit of information. That way we get to be able to keep in touch with you. And if you want to choose to let Graham Street be your home, we would love to talk to you about that. But again, thank you for joining us this morning as we worship together. As always, we want you guys to get connected and stay connected, so we have lots of online resources, our church website, youth website, campus ministry website, and then also our Facebook page. Please make use of those for current and up-to-date announcements. We want to celebrate in welcoming our newest sister in Christ, Maya Williams. She was baptized on Tuesday. I'm not sure if she's here this morning, though. Yep, definitely. Maya lives out at the foster home, so she is here from time to time. So if you get a chance and you see her over the next few weeks, welcome her to God's family. As always, we remind you that we'll have children's church for ages 3, 4, and 5. We'll dismiss for that a little bit later in services when we get ready to take up the children's offering. And then we also have the nursery available for those that are under the age of 3. You just go out, head down the hallway, first door on your right if you need to make use of that. I want to give you guys a couple of updates about the wonderful success that we had this past Wednesday night with our community Christmas dinner. I'm just going to read what's up here, so check and see. 1,025 meals that were served. It was awesome to see that, absolutely. We also had some donations that were given, and then it's just really about the people that we got to reach out to in this community. All right, you may see a bunch of weird blonde-haired looking people that are up here. I'm going to ask all of our football players that are here if you guys will come up here for us. Come on. Don't be shy. All right, man, it was hard to only pick a few pictures to be able to put on the screen at once, but congratulations to our Yellow Jackets football team. You guys have impressed us all year long, and thank you so much. I know last week I want to be able to announce things one more week, and you guys came through with that. Now, there is one thing that you see some great pictures here, but there's also a special, well-deserved picture that we're going to put up here as well, too. Our defensive MVP, Reese Young. who is never much of one who likes the spotlight, but he kind of earned it on this one, I think. So congratulations, Reese, and congratulations to the Yellow Jackets football team. Let's give him one more big round of applause. A huge thank you again to all the players, the coaches, the families, all the staff, the people that have poured their lives into this football season. We know that it is not a small effort of things that gets done, but it's a wonderful thing that we get to celebrate together, and we're excited and so happy to get to join in this celebration. This morning, we have great opportunity to celebrate as well. Wonderful things that God has done for us, things that we are excited about in life. And so thank you again for being here today. We want to make sure that you get a chance to talk to those guys. So again, just look for the bleached blonde hair, and you'll know who to talk to and to congratulate on that championship. This morning, as we get started, I've asked Nathan Collier, if he would, to come up to read our scripture to get us started, and also to open us with a prayer.
Merry Christmas.
I'll be reading from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 35. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Please pray with me. Our Lord God above, we thank you so much for this time of year. We're glad to spend time with friends, with family, to celebrate another successful year that has passed. And Lord, we're excited about the year ahead. Lord, it's this time that we really reach out and wrap our arms around those in our community, those our loved ones that we're close with. Lord, I ask that you put it on our hearts to be mindful of those around us in our community, in our neighborhood, at our workplace. Because, Lord, for some, unfortunately, this is a rough time of year. Some dwell on losses, on regrets of the year or of the past. I ask that you really put on our hearts to reach out, to say a kind word, to extend a blessing to someone who may not be in a good place. Lord, I really just pray that each of us count our blessings and realize that no matter where we are or where we're at in life, that your Son came for all of us, that he rose and died on a cross, and that his blessing is here with us today, and your Spirit is here alive and well at our right side, marching with us as we continue through this life. Lord, this is a great season. It's a great time to be joyful. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us and all that you will continue to do for us. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Let's take just a second to be quiet and still before God. Take about 30 seconds and just be quiet. Your word for today is anticipation. Anticipation is an excited expectation of something that's going to happen, something that's going to come. Your word is anticipation. Let's stand as we sing today. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise, so be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full. hearts full of praise, so be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, you're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, you're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. 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 You're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, you're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, you're the lifter of my head. Alleluia. 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 You're the lifter of my head. Alleluia. 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 You're the lift. center of my head.
We've got gentlemen here who are passing out some communion, so if you forgot to grab one before you came in here, just kind of give them a nod and they'll get you there. The Continental Communion, as my man Foreman, I like that one, Continental Communion. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we begin this time of communion, Lord, I just ask that you be with each and every one of us. Help us to reflect on this meaning, what it means to us as Christians. As we take of this bread, it represents his broken body on that cross, Lord. We just thank you so much for that sacrifice that you made for us, what it means to us that we have the opportunity to be with you one day in heaven, Lord. We just can't ask for a greater gift, especially this time of season, and we just ask that each and every one of us reflect on that, to think about what it means to be a Christian and to go out each and every day and show others your love and mercy, God. It's your name I pray. Amen. Pray with me again, if you will. God, as we continue this time of communion, I just ask that we all take of this fruit of the vine, that we reflect on the sacrifice that you made, the blood that was shed on that cross, that we think about the pain and suffering that you endured for us, but then we also think about your resurrection, Lord, and we take joy in that, and again, what it means to us as Christians, God. I just ask that you put that on each and every one of our hearts, and that we go out and do great things in your name, God. In your name I pray. Amen.
All right, so the footage that was seen there, that was some aerial footage out of Mayfield, Kentucky. And David Copeland mentioned last week that we're going to be taking up collections to help those that have been affected by those tornadoes that recently happened throughout several states. But if you see that, I mean, I had to watch some of that stuff over and over again just to try to even figure out what happened in some of those places. So it's pretty crazy, but this is the relief effort that we will be donating towards, or you can scan the code that's up there and you can directly give towards that if you want. If you do choose to give, we encourage you to just make a memo, a note in the memo that says for tornado relief or disaster relief, something like that, so that we can get that given into the appropriate ways that we need to. One thing we also are going to get to do is our children's offering for the next couple of weeks. What we gather here during this time will actually go towards these relief efforts as well. So as I've always encouraged, all of our kiddos are welcome to come down before our 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds head upstairs. But if you want to give your contribution towards it, don't feel embarrassed to walk down here and to put things in the silly walrus bucket. It's okay, I promise. So as we get ready to head to Children's Church, that's going to be available for those that are ages 3, 4, and 5 upstairs in the loft. Don't forget afterwards to go pick up your kids. That's always a big thing I forget to say. We love them, but we're not going to keep them all day at least. So we'll have a verse and a song here, and then our kiddos can start coming on up.
Psalm 118:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Ba-ba-ba. Bubbling. Ba-ba-ba. Bubbling. Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love ba-ba-ba. Is bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love ba-ba-ba. Is in my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love ba-ba-ba. Is bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is in my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is in my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love is in my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bubbling.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bubbling.
Ba-ba-ba.
In my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bubbling.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bubbling.
Ba-ba-ba.
In my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is in my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is in my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is bubbling over.
Ba-ba-ba.
Jesus' love
ba-ba-ba.
Is in my soul.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bubbling.
For our song, before the lesson, I just want to take a second to say thank you for all your help with community Christmas dinner. That's my Christmas day. And just the fact that we can bless so many people and spend time with some people that you may have never visited with before and get to know them in the parking lot and just visit and be the blessing that God blesses us with to the community. 1,000 is an awesome number. And I'm already ready for next year, so sign up. Let's do this again. It's great to have people that stand beside you and help you whenever you're not really sure what's going to happen next, but you just kind of throw it in God's hands and let God do all the good stuff. So before our lesson, again, thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
Had trouble with that button this morning. It wouldn't come on. Let me join with Lee in saying thank you so much for helping us with the community Christmas dinner. Lee, thank you for your direction in that. Awesome, awesome job. Also, just in case you're confused about what we're going to do with our Bible classes, remember, next Sunday morning we'll have our worship service at 10 o'clock, but we'll not have our Bible classes. The Sunday after New Year's, on the 2nd, we will not have Bible classes and we'll start our worship at 10 o'clock. So just to make sure about that, we just have trouble getting enough teachers to make it work. And so we wanted to make sure that you understand that. I'm not finished talking about the football yet, okay? So just time out. And I just want you to think about a couple of things. Before I say that, though, let me just say this. That video just really touched my heart about the tornado. I was asked to move to Tuscaloosa after the tornado there, and it was kind of like the same type of pictures that you just saw, and it is so overwhelming in how to go about trying to get people in a safe place, how to take care of their needs, and there are so many people who want to help, and there are people who come in from all over the country. And they want to do something, they want to help, their heart's in the right place. But really, the best thing that we can do in the early stages is to get money in the hands of the people who do this on a regular basis. And that's why we've chosen to go with the Church of Christ Christian Relief Fund, Disaster Relief Fund, because they have done this time and time again, and we think it's really important that the first thing we do is get in the hands of the people that work with it, the money that they need. Later, maybe we can go and make a trip and we can help out and do some things like that. But right now, that's where we need to put our emphasis. And if you want to do that, thank you so much. You can't imagine how much help that is to give them the benefit of your donation right now. Okay, on the football team. What an amazing year. What an amazing team. This team is so talented, well coached. Every week they learn more. They executed better. They got better as they went along. They got stronger. Just, I can't say enough about the great team. But let me also say this. You also have the best fans anywhere around, right? I mean, they don't get any better than Stephenville, right? Great fans. And I think you don't know how much you contribute to a great team by being great fans. But because I'm the preacher and because I always like to make a sermon out of everything, there's some things that I appreciate about this team that goes way beyond what they did on the field. They set an example for us. As a church, there are things that they did as a team that I think we need to copy as a church and have the success that they had. One is teamwork. It wasn't about individual accomplishment. Every player on this team made a decision that they were going to be a team, and they supported the team all year long. The emphasis was on their teamwork. And secondly, I believe there was the emphasis on responsibility. You have a job to do. You do your job every day, day after day, all season long. You do your job. You lead. You hold each other accountable. And you do your job. And I think we need to do that. We need to let them be an example for us. If we work together as a team and we do our jobs, everyone has a job. Everyone can do something to make the Lord's church great. And we all have a responsibility. And we need to hold each other accountable for that. And I think we also need to understand heart. This team won game after game because they had the heart to win. They had the perseverance to hang in there. They were determined to accomplish their mission. And they focused on that intensity of that mission every time they got on the field. But not just when they were on the field in a game, but every practice. They had the heart to win. And that's the reason why they start off a game causing the other team to turn the ball over and over. Did I get six? Six turnovers right off the bat, you know. Amazing. Why? They had the heart to win. And church, we need to follow their example. We need to have that heart for the mission of Jesus, like this team had the heart with the mission to win the state championship, and they did it. And I am so proud of them. In my football days, as meager as they were, winning a conference championship was, I just thought we had done the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine the excitement that they must have over winning the state championship. That is just unreal. I can't get my head around it. But I think, church, we need to have the same excitement about doing the mission of Jesus in this community. We need to be excited about it. And we need to work as a team. We need to be responsible for our jobs and hold each other accountable. And we need to have the heart to win. And with Jesus, we will. All right? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace that forgives us. Thank you for the hope that you've given us of coming home to be with you forever someday. Thank you for this great community that we're able to live in. Thank you for the great opportunity to share in the joy and celebration of an exciting team this year and winning the state championship. All of those wonderful things that you've given us. And Father, help us to never take them for granted. Help us to never think that by some way we've accomplished the greatness that you have given us. It is only through your grace that we have it. And in addition to all of that, we have this hope that someday we will be with you and live with you in a place that we'll never have to say goodbye, we'll never be sorrowed by illness, by death. We will no longer be anxious about our lives. We will know the peace and the joy of being in your presence forever and ever. And it only is possible, Jesus, because you were willing to come to this earth and be born as a baby into this world and to live your life as a man and to die on that cross for us. And we thank you for that. Not just in this season of Christmas, but every day of our lives, we thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. And God, we thank you, our Father, for the love that you've had for us to send your Son for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this morning, you know I'm in this series of announcements, baby announcements. There's three announcements I want to emphasize. One is the announcement that families make, husband and wives, families. We're pregnant. We're going to have a baby. We're excited about we're going to have a baby. That's one announcement. We talked about that week before last. And we kind of started that discussion by, remember the video from Jacob and Savannah? And how they went about telling us that they're going to have a baby and they ask us to pray about it. It's really exciting. And that anticipation of having a baby is so exciting. But a second announcement that a lot of families make is a gender reveal. And it's become a real popular thing right now. You have it on social media where people reveal whether their baby is going to be a boy or a girl. And it often involves blue and pink, you know. And they figure out some way to reveal which you're going to have, a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, you'll have blue. If you have a girl, it's going to be pink. And they figure out some creative way of doing that. So this morning, we want to talk about that reveal. Next week, we're going to talk about the baby is born, and that's another announcement we make. But this morning, I want us to think about this idea about people put so much emphasis on announcing that it's going to be a boy or it's going to be a girl. But I want you to think about the fact that it doesn't always go well. In fact, if you look on, for example, Facebook, there's a lot of videos out there about people who have tried to do this creative gender reveal, and it just really doesn't work very well. Now, I want to show you one this morning before I jump into my lesson. So let's look at this.
I got no drink.
Get your phone ready.
Better get your phone ready, sis.
You don't have it.
All right, you got your phones ready.
Yep.
Big reveal. Three,
two, one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, I could have shown you a lot of those. The internet's full of them. You'll probably go home now and see what you can find. But, you know, you're doing this creative thing. You're going to show everybody whether you're going to have a boy or a girl, and then something like that happens to you. Well, in the Bible, in the story of the announcement of Jesus, it's kind of interesting when they tell about whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. There's no big reveal as soon as they're announcing that Mary is going to have a baby. She's told she's going to have a boy. But what I want you to see in the stories this morning, and I'll let you read them for yourself because you know them so well. I'm not going to go back and read all of them to you. But I want you to look in each of the gospel accounts of the baby announcement. I want you to notice that what's revealed is not so much emphasis on whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, but it's an explanation of all that this boy is going to be. So here's what you have in Luke. In Luke you have, he's going to be a boy and his name is going to be Jesus. But you have to understand the background of the name Jesus. The name Jesus in Hebrew was Yahshua, which is the same name for Joshua in our English Bibles in the Old Testament. That name literally means the Lord saves. That's his name. And what they were hearing when they were told that his name is Jesus, Yahshua, his name is the Lord saves. He is said to be holy. But he's holy through the Holy Spirit. The explanation for him being holy is it's through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's work is to sanctify and to make something holy. And through the Holy Spirit, he will be holy, it is said. He is said to be the Son of the Most High, or the Most High God. This goes back in the Old Testament when they would use the term Adonai for God. God Most High. God of the mountains, God who is above all, God who is the God above all gods. He is the Son of the Most High God. He is the King on the throne of David. They were waiting for someone to come into this world and become the new king sitting on David's throne. He's not just a boy. He's a boy who is king. He is the king who's going to sit on David's throne. In Matthew's account, he is called Jesus Christ. Matthew begins his gospel telling us that he's giving us an account of the son of David. He is the son of Abraham. He is Jesus the Christ. The Christ means Messiah. His being the son of David says he's entitled to be king. And being the son of Abraham, he is the son of the promise to Abraham, the father of Israel. He is a child of the Holy Spirit. Joseph is told, don't be afraid about Mary having a child, even though she is a virgin, because the child that she's going to bear is a child conceived by the Holy Spirit. His name, again, is Jesus in Matthew's account. But it adds a little parenthesis to help us understand Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. He's not just a boy. He's the Savior. He will save his people from their sins. And he will be known as Emmanuel, which means God with us. Can you imagine that reveal? You're going to do something to show, okay, who is this child? What is he? What is he going to be? He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. God coming and making his presence with us. You know, when we were expecting our first baby, we were just sure that we were going to have a boy. We just really wanted a boy really bad, and I guess that was our anticipation. When we found some old furniture that people were throwing away, we got it for our baby's room, and we painted it blue. We were just going to have, but we didn't even think about the idea. You know, you might not want to do that because, you know, you're supposed to have pink stuff for a girl, you know. We didn't think about that. Vicki tells this story. She loves to tell this story about her being in labor like for 36 hours straight or something like that. And finally she gave birth to the baby. And I'm jumping up and down all excited. And I'm saying, look at him, look at him, look at him. And the doctor says, David, it's a boy. No, David, it's a girl. I was hoping he was going to say, David, it's a boy, but it was a girl. You know, I got over that pretty quickly. I loved having those girls. But we had one girl, we had another girl, and we had a third girl. On the third girl, Vicki was having gallbladder problems. And it was kind of a race between which would be born first, if the gallbladder would come out first or the baby would come out first. She was in so much pain. She was having a terrible time with it. And I was supposed to be speaking in this conference. And so I was off somewhere and I was staying with some friends in between sessions and so forth. And Vicki called our friend and told her that it was going to be a girl. And the friend knew that I was really wanting to have a boy. And she said, no, I'm not telling him. You have to tell him yourself. And so Vicki got on the phone with me. And she said, well, you know, because of the gallbladder stuff, you know, they saw what we were going to have, you know, as they were, you know, doing all of those, taking pictures and everything. And do you want to know or not? And I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and tell me. What are we going to have? We're going to have a boy or a girl? And she said, we're going to have a girl. And I said, who knows? Who knows? And she said, well, you know, the lady that was giving the test and our doctor knows. And I said, well, don't tell anybody else. Until the baby's born, God can change it. So through the years, Vicki and I have decided, you know, it was really a blessing that we had three girls. Wonderful girls. I couldn't ask for sweeter girls. They're intelligent. They're talented. They're setting the world on fire. They're just doing great things for God. You know, I have girls that are gifted in many different ways, musically and creative stuff and organization and all that sort of thing. Luckily, they take after their mom. But it's great that we have girls. But one of the reasons why it's probably great that we have girls is I would have had such high expectations on my boys. You know, all the things that I just didn't quite make it to, I would have expected them to finish. You know, I would want them to kick field goals like Corbin, you know. I would want them to be able to punt like Reese hit that punt, you know, Friday, you know. I mean, unbelievable did he get a hold of that punt. You know, I would want them to tackle like Reese Young, you know. I mean, all those expectations I would have on my boys if we had had boys. And Vicki says, yeah, it's probably a good thing we had girls. Can you imagine the expectation, the anticipation of the baby that Mary was going to bring into this world? Who's this baby? This wasn't about a gender reveal. This is about a reveal of the Son of God. This is Emmanuel, God with us. This is the Savior of the world. Can you imagine waiting for that? The anticipation, the expectation? What in the world does that mean for this child to carry that? Let me add to that by John's gospel. John's gospel calls Jesus, before he was born, before he came into this world, he was the Logos, the Word of God. And some people look at this and they talk about it being like the written Word of God, but it's so much more than that. Logos goes to the background of logic, reason, mind. The reasoning of God was going to come into this world as flesh. The very mindset of God, God's eternal plan, God's eternal logic was going to come into our world in the flesh. God in the flesh, incarnate. He was creator. Nothing was made that has been made except what he has made. He was the true light, and he was the giver of life. He was the Son of God, the Father, full of grace and truth. That's the baby that Mary was going to bring into this world. That's Jesus. That's the Messiah, the Christ. That's the Son of God. That's Emmanuel. And so when we think about this season, it's not just about mangers and babies and shepherds and angels and stars. It's about everything. He was born as just a boy, but that boy was the Son of God. He was destined to die as a man. But not just a death that would make him the Savior of the world. And he was raised to life, not just the fleshly body coming to life again, but in him having all our hope as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings forever. But the question is, do you know him? Do you really know him? I didn't ask, do you know about him? I didn't ask if you know facts about Jesus. This is not a quiz to find out if you know if Jesus was born in Bethlehem. This is about your relationship with Jesus. Do you really know him? Do you have a relationship with him? If you don't have a relationship with him, you don't understand what this is about. You don't understand why it has such an emphasis at this time of the year. We can make it about all kinds of things. We can commercialize it. We can make it about little films about Christmas and all of that. When it comes right down to it, the reason why this is important is because of who he was and who he is. There's nothing greater for you to know than to know Jesus. Personally, in your heart of hearts, in a relationship of love, to want to give your life totally and completely to him. Your eternity is at stake. If you do not have a relationship with Jesus, you're missing out on everything that God had in his mind when he created you to begin with. He wants you to live with him forever because you've come to know Jesus. This morning, I beg you, if you don't feel like you really know him, we're not talking about religion. We're not talking about your custom of what you think church is about. We're not talking about whether you identify as a Christian. I'm talking about your relationship with Jesus. If you don't think that you know Jesus, you have a relationship with Jesus, make that effort today to come to know Jesus. Really, who he is in his full identity. Make that commitment today. We'll help you. But you have to make the commitment. Let's stand and sing.
Jesus is Lord, my Redeemer. How he loves me. How I love him. He is risen. He is coming. Lord, come quickly. Alleluia. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Alleluia. 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 Lord, come quickly. Alleluia.
Thank you, David. Read with me today Isaiah 9, 6 through 8. Let's not do it too fast because I want you to really think about how beautiful this passage is. There's a great song from Handel's Messiah that we could have played, but sometimes just saying it has a deep, deep impact. So as we read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen.
If you would be seated, please. I want to thank you for being here this morning, especially if you're visiting with us. Again, we want to congratulate the football team, both the players, the coaches, the support staff, also the cheerleaders and the band. A lot of people had a hand in this. And as David mentioned, also the fans. Regarding the disaster relief, Basic Needs has agreed to match what the congregation gives up to $5,000. So this will allow us to significantly increase our contribution. So again, if you would like to contribute to this cause, the disaster relief that we're given to is out of Nashville. They've already sent at least a half dozen semi-trailer loads of goods. And they say, you know, they're able to buy their goods in such a bulk quantities that they can, their dollar goes a lot further than if we were just to send the money or buy something and send it up there. Finally, Rosie Prada, who's been attending here for a few months, has asked that we pray for a friend of hers, Gray Dillard, who has had an aneurysm and was care flighted out here recently. So we want to remember Gray in our prayers. We have one more announcement, and then we'll have a closing prayer.
David mentioned we're going to follow the example of football teams, so we've got the hair bleaching station set up in the foyer for everyone right now. If you happened to be here last week, I was privileged and blessed to share with you a sermon around the idea of God's story being continued, to be continued through us. And I hope we all understand that God has huge expectations of us, and he expects those things because he knows that we can actually fulfill those things he expects of us. I pray that you will not overlook the urgency to reprioritize your lives, to live your life in a way unlike never before, so that to tell your story is to tell of him. Next month, my family's story will be continued. We will say goodbye to Stephenville being our home, but the Graham Street Church of Christ will always be a part of who we are. It is with both sorrow and excitement that we announce that we will be moving to Lake Jackson, Texas, to begin serving with the Lake Jackson Church of Christ. We're saddened because we will miss the friendships and the relationships that we formed here for the community that we've been surrounded by. Distance does not mean the end of friendships and relationships, but the strengthening of both. We're excited because we know that God is continuing and will continue to do amazing things here at the Graham Street Church. To steal some lines from Doug Young's sermon a few weeks ago, don't just support this church. Be invested in it. Be involved in it. Look for future opportunities to grow and change who you are, not for your benefit, but for the benefit of others. To share this quote again from my cousin, you don't treat someone a certain way because of who they are. You treat someone a certain way because of who you are. It was not an easy decision for us to go, but we have been praying for God to make it evident to us, and despite our best efforts to ignore God's signs, we've accepted that our plan and timing may not have been perfectly in sync with God's. So we're taking a leap of faith for our story to be continued in order to follow God's plan for our lives. Our time here has not been perfect or easy, but it has been a blessing and a growing experience for my family. We know that God has been preparing us for this move. Our time and service here has been preparing us for our future service in ministry. We thank you for molding us into who we are today. Thank you to those of you who welcomed us, who loved us, and accepted us as part of your family. We've cherished the privilege to be a part of your children's lives while being here. We will appreciate all of your prayers as we continue our journey elsewhere. Each of you will also be in our prayers, even from afar. We look forward to sharing these final weeks with you. Thank you for being our family and for letting this be our home. May God strengthen you in your service in this community in the years to come. We love you.
Wes and Nicole, you've been a blessing to this congregation. You have helped us through a very difficult period, an unprecedented period for this community, this country. There's been nothing like it, what's been going on since the 2.5 years that you've been here. And you have truly been a blessing to all ages. You and Nicole have worked with all ages of our children, and we appreciate all that you've done. And then when COVID came along, you stepped up and have helped in just a number of other ways that have helped us navigate truly uncharted waters. And we are forever grateful for all that you have done through all of these months. And when you came here, it was not an easy thing when you got here, the situation that we've had in the past. So it's been a lot, but we really are truly blessed for what you two have done. And it's been a privilege to have you here, your children here. And we wish you Godspeed and all the best at Lake Jackson. And just make sure you get a house really up high, because it's right down there on the coast. Wes's last Sunday will be January the 16th, and we will have a going-away meal in the family center after services on the 16th. If you would, bow with me at this time. Our merciful and gracious Father, we are so thankful for the bond that draws us together today, that we all believe that you are our creator, our sustainer, and that your son rose from the dead on this day, and that a few weeks later, he was carried back to heaven, and he is now there at your right hand. We're thankful, God, for what we have as children of yours. We're thankful for people who come our way, and we're thankful for Wes and Nicole and how they have come our way these last 2.5 years, for all that they have done to help further the gospel in this community, for all that they have done to influence and teach and to lead our youth. And we're thankful for all of the extra things that they have helped us with during this time with an unprecedented pandemic. We pray, God, that you will be with them in this move. We pray for the church in Lake Jackson, that they will welcome them with open arms, that they will be there with them and stand beside them. And we pray that they will help in the restoration of that congregation, the rebuilding of it, having been affected so much by COVID and various other things. We pray that you'll be with their children as they go to new schools, that things will go well for them. And may we all realize, God, that wherever you send us in this world and whatever you have us do, that we can do it all to your honor and glory. We pray also for those who are suffering at this time. People are still suffering from COVID, for Gray and for the aneurysm that he has suffered. Other people in the hospital, people who are grieving over the loss of loved ones in this time of the year, how it affects them especially hard. May we, God, go forth in whatever time you give us on this earth. May we honor, love, and serve you. And may we honor, serve, love, and forgive each other. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.